Hello, patrons. Welcome to not a post show. This is a pre-show. Woo! What are you laughing at, Adam? Get it under control. Jesus.
We're just so excited to be here.
We're just really happy. I'm filled with Christmas joy.
It's Christmas time, motherfucker. Smile. Jesus, what the hell's wrong with you, Adam? Anyways, welcome to Christmas with Cox 2018. This is the pre-show. The pre-show to the pre-show, as it were. Mm-hmm. We're going to be creating some characters and whatever else Jesse wants to do, because he's running the show here. So Jesse, we'll do what me and Adam like to call a segue and say, Jesse, what's going on?
Well, you know, I am ready.
Yeah.
To once again take you on an adventure.
Great.
Last year it was more of a.
We have a question from the audience. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this Christmas with the Cox in any way related to the last Christmas with Cox?
Of course not.
Yeah, that's some amateur shit.
So last year we went on an adventure that involved you playing yourselves, and it ended with pretty much every streamer that I'm aware of dead.
Yeah.
And
you came to my house and you all died. It was pretty great.
Yeah, you fought a monstrous beast, and I think the only person who really lived was the audience.
Did Pocket die?
Did she, though? Pocket was taken away in an ambulance with cult members, so who knows if she actually lived or not.
Right. I super died. Say, for sure.
Last time was great. Last time was crazy. Last time we were out there doing weird things. This time we're making it fantasy. This time it's a fantasy adventure set in a mythical world. And
does Santa Claus exist in the mythical world?
Oh, I want to inspire you. I want to inspire. I wrote down. I have a backstory to this. I wrote it down so I can inspire your character creation. Yes.
Never mind.
What?
Go on.
Ask it.
You kooky kid. Go on.
What are you asking?
I was gonna ask, are we ourselves in a fantasy world? But no, you keep talking about character creation, and I'm realizing that there wouldn't be. You wouldn't have said that we're creating characters. Because last time you made the characters for us because it was how you perceived us as people becoming characters. So anyways.
Okay. I'm going to give you the backstory. I wrote this all out. So like, bear with me as I take you on an adventure.
All right, let's do it.
Located on the Forbidden West Coast. Don't laugh, Dogger. How dare you. Of the known world. The Purple Isles are all that remain of a larger landmass once connected to the rest of what you know is a known world. Not just geographically, but through trade, technology, and culture. Centuries ago, though, the people of this mysterious and unexplored land were considered to be some of the greatest sorcerers the world had ever known. Every year, as snow settled on the ground, one sorcerer, Klaus Atnes, one of the great magic users of the realm, would travel the world and deliver gifts to all who had been good and just. But he was only one of many sorcerers, and very few of them had such generosity. Many dabbled in other darker arts. Unchecked in their lust for untold power and celestial knowledge, they tapped into a dark, dark power that brought ruin upon them. The land was sundered in one night, the cities, its people, and all connection with the outside world lost. But attempts at rescue were made. Those who returned claimed that the land had almost completely been swallowed by water, and all that remained was the small island chain, commonly known as the Purple Isles. With its largest island, Tokwitchit, holding one of the last remaining structures, Klaus's Temple of Kragus. Though you know only rumor and half-truths from survivors who were sent to search, though you only know rumors and half-truths from those who were sent to search for survivors, when they approached the temple complex, they were overrun by terrible beasts and slain brutally. But those who made it out tell of the vast, glittering treasures and mounds of coins seen through the windows, which must have been what was being saved up for that year's gift-giving. But something has kept it inside this temple, as if greed personified has inhabited the island. Since that day, very few adventurers venture west and into the western part of the world anymore. Those who do do it in search of fame and fortune, often returning with none or not returning at all. But sometimes they do. The golden chalice or sparkling weapon of old, barely escaping with their life, but escape they did. And you have been inspired. You want to go get the gift that you were promised, for you were just and you were good that year, and the sorcerers were not. And so that's where we're going to start. This is your adventure to get what you believe to be yours.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good stuff.
This is the world that you're in. Right.
What's the name of the island again? Is it Talk? What was it? Talk Shit? What was it?
The island, the largest island's name is Takwichit, and it's close. On the Purple Isles.
Okay.
Yes.
Sick. Let's do this.
If I truly have the time, I'll make a nice little map for you guys.
Okay. I'm into it.
Yeah, so where should we start with our character creation? I imagine we're going to choose classes first, right? Basic rule, you can't all be the same class. So we have barbarian, bard, cleric, druid, fighter, paladin, ranger, thief, and wizard.
I think we should give Adam first dibs since he created the game.
I agree.
Sure.
I would love to play the druid. I have an idea for a character.
Can you play Saint Nick?
I feel like that's covered. I feel like the sorcerer the sorcerer Atnes. I definitely have some festive. I have some festive ideas. Yeah, my character's name is going to be Johnny Kwanzaa. Frankie Hanukkah, I think is his name.
We should all just be different names of Christmas.
Shalom. Yeah.
Christmas festivities.
Shalom, motherfucker. I'm Frankie Hanukkah. You want a piece of this? Come here. Frankie
Hanukkah. You just have a dreidel that you walk around
with. It's on a chain. I just fucking whip people with it.
We'll eventually just offend someone if this joke goes any further. So let's, we got Druid for Adam.
All right.
Dodger.
I wrote down Druid. Instead of Druid Adam, I wrote down Druid.
Nice.
Druid. That's my new name.
Nice. Yep.
Druid Adam. All right.
I would like to be a bard, please.
Of course. Nice. You know what? As I wrote down bard, I was like, well, this is Dodger's character. I just knew. I just knew.
Yeah. Elspeth, you feeling anything?
I have carols to sing.
Oh, God.
Gross. I knew it was bad.
I legit don't know. I had the same thought as Dodger. I was like, oh, I could be like a bard named Carol, like the pun, sorry. Right? I wasn't like attached to it. I'm just like, that'd be cool. I don't know. You want to give me something?
Well, we've got like a druid and we've got a bard, so we probably need someone I guess druid can,
we need some bashy people.
Yeah, we need like a fighter or a paladin or something like that.
How about like a barbarian? A Christmas barbarian.
We can go fighter. There's a fighter that's closest to barbarian, I think.
Well, you can be a fighter or barbarian.
You can be barbarian.
Oh, there's barbarian. Barbarian.
Yeah, barbarian? So the barbarian's not built into the roll 20 sheet, but you can definitely be one.
Oh.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just be a fighter then.
I mean, you can still be.
I'll be a fighter.
Stop saying you can't be a barbarian. You can be
one. Adam, why didn't you put barbarians in the rules of your game? God.
You're turning me into a barbarian right now. Fucking losing my shit.
Anytime something goes wrong with the game, I'm just gonna ask Adam why I didn't put it in there. That's gonna be.
I mean, if a fighter is what you want to be, I think that's fine by me.
Are you gonna rhyme?
You know what? I'm writing it into the rules right now. People named Elspeth are not allowed to play the barbarian. Wow. That's a rule now. So too bad.
Damn. Wow.
I made the game. Wow. So
when do those printed versions start coming up?
That's right. I got to do a new reprint. This is going to be very expensive. Everything. I hope you know.
All right. So you're a fighter? Is that what we settled on then?
Yeah. Cool. I mean, all right. At least something that's, bashing people's heads in. That's all I want.
I'll take it. JP, what are you going
to
be?
I think I'm trying to remember back to all the different Dungeon World one-shots. I'm pretty sure I've played a wizard. Pretty sure I've played a paladin of some sort. I don't really want to play a thief. So I guess I'm going to go ranger.
Nice. We can be nature buds.
Yeah, or I could go cleric and hate you.
That's true. Yeah. Cleric. You could be Frankie Hanukkah. There he is. He's a cleric.
Jesus. I defend someone too quick, so we're gonna stay away from that, and I'll go Ranger.
All right.
I clicked the Ranger. Did you make these sheets?
Yeah,
click
the Ranger button. Cool. I worked with Roll20 to make these sheets. Yep.
These are pretty sick. Cool.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
So next, let's figure out what your race is. Is it? Do we have access to that on the sheet, or are we just going to be like dwarf, elf, halfling?
Everybody's yeah. If you go into the little compendium, so if you click on the eye on the right hand column in Roll20, the compendium, and then you click on classes, and you find your class. That'll open up a new page with all the class stuff, and just scroll down, and then it'll say race. So like JP, you could be an elf or a human, etc. So each of you will have your option there. I think I'm gonna be. What should I be?
Are there different? Is there like statistical differences between elf and human? I forget.
Yeah. Scroll down. Keep scrolling. Okay, keep scrolling. Gotcha. There it is. I think I'm gonna be a halfling. Yeah, and then halfling you can just copy that stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna be a halfling.
I want to be a human.
Mm-hmm. Human bard.
Are you going human, Elspeth?
I don't know. I mean, I could give me this.
Fighter's got a lot of. Fighter's got a lot of options.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a dwarf is really. It's looking good. It's kind of that. I really like that.
Christmas dwarf.
Yeah, a little Christmas dwarf. Like a little gnome. Oh my god! I could just deck myself in like lights and shit.
Hell so yeah! Cute.
Yeah, I'd love to be a fighter dwarf, please.
Done.
Yes.
JP, what are you?
I think I'll just be a human. I don't want to have to play an elf.
What a perfect Lord of the Rings esque group. I love it.
Yeah, Adam, you should have a ring. It'd be great.
Totally, yeah. This is a quest. We're going to return the ring to Mordor. Yeah. Only Mordor is the North Pole. Back.
Yeah. One of you is Sean Mordor V. Is the...
Oh, God.
It's Dodger. It's classic Dodger.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so the next thing is I would love it, and I don't know if this is something we should be doing now, Adam, but I want to... The next on my list is like... your name and look, but I feel like that's a
name and look you can think about, but we don't necessarily share it now because it'll be part of our like introduction thing later. So if you have a name, write it down on your character sheet. If you don't, then whatever. Also, you'll need one for the end.
Your idea. They call my name Carol.
Of course. Yeah, that's not cute at all.
Okay, great.
This better be a story of the first Christmas and how all these traditions came to be.
Yeah, if you guys can, in your time, just come up with all that fun stuff and sure. Have it written down there. I don't have access to it, like to stuff right now. So I hope
all the rules of the game are built into Roll20. Because the text is all Creative Commons, so they just put it in as a compendium thing. So if you look up, like, in the thing, in compendium, if you just type character creation, there's the whole
chapter. I have that. I don't have character sheet stuff in front of me right now, so that's all. But when they're done with it, I will get access to those, I hope, and I'll be able to, like, see what their stuff is. Okay, so your next big thing is your stats. You are going to have the numbers 16. 15, 13, 12, 9, and 8. And you're going to put those into your six main stats that you have there. Strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. So, for example, if you are like, I don't know, a ranger, you probably want to put your 16 into dexterity, one would imagine. Things like that. So you have 16, 15, 13, 12, 9, and 8. You need that information. Then you put them in where you put them in.
Great.
Yeah. Where do we find this information?
I don't know if it's on your sheet. It might be. I guess.
Elspeth, on your sheet, if you just scroll, you can see it. It's down under. It's the boxes with the circles. Okay. So it says strength. So the little number in the top right is where you're filling in those six.
Those six. Okay. Things.
Does it say somewhere in our class description which one of these benefits our class the most? Or
the answer to that question is charisma for you.
Right, obviously.
Because that's all where all your arcane art, all your arcane art comes
from. I would also,
from.
When you look at your starting moves, your starting moves have any indicators that are like, this move rolls your charisma, or like, this is a dexterity and charisma move, or something. Like, usually in your starting moves, it'll have, like, what you need to roll, and then you can just sort of cheat your way to, yeah, no, I'm very good at my starting moves. That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of figure out what it says. So it's like, oh, this thing, it's gonna, so for their hunt and track, that's a wisdom shot or wisdom skill,
right?
Called shot is dexterity, things like that. So you kind of know, like, okay, I'm like I'm a smart dexterous dude, so you can sort of figure out what you do there. Again, it's 16, 15, 13, 12, 9, and 8. Just to let you know that what the modifiers equal is that whatever you put your 8 in, you're going to have a negative 1.
Yeah.
So the 8 is going to make it, like, that's going to be whatever you consider you're terrible at. So I imagine that would be strength for Dodger as an example.
Right. Yeah. That's bard, literally what I just probably did. Like,
I don't fight. I sing. Yeah. And probably for Elsbeth as your dwarf, that would. You know, strength, for example, would be your 16.
Right.
That would give you not a very plus charming. 2. Right. Yeah. Your charm would be the negative 1.
Yeah.
Whoopsies. Okay. So how are I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little confused. How are we determining these numbers here?
These numbers are just numbers. There's a preset.
Preset number. Yeah. So it's 16, 15, 13, 12, 9, and 8. And of those numbers, you just put them where you want to put them. There's crazy fuss about it, and then those translate into modifiers for you.
Oh, I see.
So as an example, 18 or more is a plus 3, 16 to 17 is plus 2, 13 to 15 is plus 1, 9 to 12 is 0, and 6 to 8 is minus 1. Thankfully, you don't have a 3 or 4 or 5, because that would be bad news for you.
I just realized I've never been a player in a Dungeon World game. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
I haven't either.
I'm excited too.
Before we started the show, I was sitting here and I'm like, this is the least responsibility I've ever had on a roleplay show. I don't have to do anything. I just get to goof off.
I'm so excited that both you and JP are here. You have no clue. This is going to be super fun.
Okay. So we can just put numbers in. We don't have to like roll for them.
Mm-mm. I'm not trying to scam you. No, you can just do it.
You just type them in there.
Like, it's up to our discretion at what we're good and bad at.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're all making. Right. You're dwarf. Yeah. What are you great at? What do you suck at?
Super good. There's those numbers. Strong and super dumb, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you can be who you want to be.
Not charming. Definitely not charming.
You can also be very charming and just not have no dexterity.
Okay.
You can be a fighter who just bashes thing and is also like. Gives a little wink with the beard. Like, hey, that's it.
Your character's name could be something Beardwink. Beardwink is a great dwarven name.
Yeah. Jingleberry Beardwink.
Wow.
Good. Jingleberry Beardwink, yeah.
I love it.
I have a name already all set for my dwarf. I'm so set. It's already.
Of course you do. But it's Christmassy themed.
No! What do you mean?
I mean, yes, it is.
Aw, sick. All my moves are right here.
Yeah.
You don't even have to fix the automated character sheet's so badass.
Oh, my God. I was like, I'm going to have to type out arcane art and all this shit. And then I was like, wait a minute. They're right down here. Oh, my God.
When are done with this bit, let's look at your max HP. So it's equal to your class's constitution plus your base HP that you have for your class. So each class has a base HP that should be on your sheet, and then you just add your constitution to that.
Add constitution modifier or constitution?
It should be your constitution score, so I imagine that full, is yeah. your overall total, whatever you put there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if it says the full word constitution, then it's the score, and if it says con, it's the bonus. You'll see the bonus later for gear. How much you can carry is not based on your strength, it's based on your STR, your stir.
Gotcha. Your stir.
So,
your
stir.
Yeah.
Got it.
On JP screen, for example, he has 13 plus what is your initial start?
8.
Yeah, so you're just killing it right now. You can, I mean, you can live for 21 hit points of damage, but like that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Okay. When you're done with that, on the front side of your character sheet, you have starting moves. Some classes like a fighter. I'm literally just reading directly from this, so I don't screw this up. Have choices to make as part of their moves. Make these choices now. These are things like spells if you were a wizard. Or if you're a cleric, what you would start with. But we don't have any of that. So you have a bunch of moves. And I believe... what is the amount, Adam, that they can choose from? What is... Do you just have all your starting moves, or do you only have a few?
Yeah, you get all your starting moves, but some of them require choices. So, like, Dodger and I don't have very much to choose. Like, I've chosen where my character is from, and I know what my tail is. Dodger, you'll figure out what, like, college of bardic lore you're specialized in.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all you have to do. For Elspeth and JP, you'll figure out what your animal companion is.
Right.
So you'll choose your base and figure out what it's good at. And then Elspeth, you will define your signature weapon. So the thing that is special for you above being able to break things and kill people, is that you have this weapon, and it is special and unique to you. So you'll
pick a red and white cane.
Yeah. Right. It could very well be.
Yep. So where do I put in
be a pair of Santa Claus?
Ooh, I like it.
What was that, Brooke?
If I click on the Bardic Lore move, am I supposed to change something in here with my area of expertise?
You could if you want. You don't have to. You just need to know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Because you might get more later or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
What's a Christmassy species? Wolf, cougar, bear, I guess maybe bear?
Reindeer?
Yeah, big polar bear. I was going to say, so my character is all about that reindeer shit, so pick something different. I got the reindeer covered.
Okay.
I am square on reindeer shit.
I'll don't go with you worry polar bear, maybe. That. Maybe my Christmas myth is the Coke polar bears. Maybe that's how
I would say, yeah, Coca-Cola.
Oh, there you go.
All right, I'm going to go with bear then.
I wonder if that Coca-Cola bear has a name.
It's Cock the Bear. That's where they...
right, sure.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, call that
so, like, we can't market Cock. Yeah, we'll call it Coke. And there you go.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Adam, is there some place to fill in on this character sheet the animal companion stuff, or do I just need to fill in the details itself?
You can go to the second page of the sheet, and there's like a notes section.
Okay,
or you can just edit, or you can just edit the move as is.
Okay.
So, your next choice they need to make is your alignment. This is going to be your standard
good,
evil.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Adam's probably not good.
I'm good. I totally picked good.
Elspeth is.
Jesse told us in the intro That we all believe that we have been good and deserve something this year.
That's right. There's actually in this special. Damn it! I should have done this in this special version of Dungeon World. There's only two alignments: naughty or nice.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I'm changing it to nice.
Yes,
new rule. Everyone... changed it. You got to pick: are you naughty or are you nice? You only get two choices.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, everyone. I'm naughty.
Can I be naughty? I feel like a dwarf might be naughty for sure.
Sure.
Where do I put this?
Oh, under where it says alignment on the right side.
Yeah.
Just type in.
Do I not have that?
On your main page where it says look and then armor and then alignment going across from left to right.
Naughty. Doy right there. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Naughty.
I'll use that for the story. I like that a lot because, the whole reason you're going on this adventure is because you feel like you deserve a gift and you didn't get one and you're pissed.
Hey, cool.
Next, we're going to choose some gear. There is a lot of gear to choose from. I'm not sure how you want to do this, Adam. There's a lot.
Well, there's only everybody has their own basic starting set. So we don't choose from all the gear in the game. You just choose from what it is on your character. So if you look at, this isn't going to be on the sheet. This will be in the compendium. If you scroll down to where it says gear, it will give you some choices you can make. So for example, Dodger, your character will, you start with dungeon rations and then you'll choose your instrument. You'll choose your clothing. You'll choose your armament. And that's all on the bard page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's under your alignment, and then there's gear.
Okay, so easy. Some
choices for that. Yeah. So, like, I chose hide armor, a wooden shield, a spear, and poultices and herbs. You know, like cloves and cinnamon and. You know, in case we need to make some nog real quick.
Frankincense, myrrh.
Yeah, right. Frankincense, myrrh, that Jesus stuff. I forgot he was a part of Christmas. I wasn't really thinking about that guy. We don't really believe
in Jesus. Ostentatious clothes, definitely.
And the halflings. Nice.
We're trying to make a serious show here, Dodger.
We.
I'm about to spoil nothing. I'm gonna be quiet.
am I able to like drag the different equipment, Adam, to the character sheet? Is that what you just explained while I was typing?
Maybe. Let me try. I've never tried it before. Let me see.
Yeah. It links. It'll link to something.
Yeah. It just adds in your character sheet under sub.
Yeah.
Oh, if you drag it to the gear list. Oh, wait.
Yeah, so if you look up the item in question, so like dungeon rations, you can click in the search results, you can click and drag them over. That's cool. Yeah, and then for armor to count towards your armor rating, you need to open it. So JP, like go to your leather armor and then click equipped. There you go, and that'll modify it. So it's you're putting it on.
Nope.
Wait, JP, I'm gonna watch you do it. Drag something else.
hold on. I would like a hunter's bow.
You might want to just like a bow.
Oh, I think
why is that not working for me?
I don't know.
It literally looks like you literally.
You gotta get good. All right, just get good already.
Pro strats, pro character sheet strats.
God damn.
Can you have both weapons equipped at one time, Adam?
You'd only have one in hand. Equipped means you're holding it. So you wouldn't be able to have you wouldn't be able to have a bow and a sword or like two bows.
Gotcha.
But it's not such a big deal for weapons. It's mostly for armor.
Gotcha.
I can't do it. I'll just type everything in.
Do any of you have thoughts on names as we're doing this while you're sitting here just thinking?
Yes. Carol.
Name for me. Does Carol have a last name? Or?
Carol DeBells.
yo, I'm Carol DeBells over here. Carol DeBells. You like some bells? I got them.
All right, so we have a Carol. Awesome. Adam, any idea for your name?
Yeah, my character's name, I have a super cool fantasy name for my character. His name is Rangifer. His first name is Rangifer. His name is Rangifer. His last name is Tarandus, with an apostrophe between the T-A and the Randus. So his name is Rangifer Tarandus.
Rangifer Tarandus.
Rangifer.
It's got such rhythm to it.
Rangifer. He's super into reindeer, we've learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we get to the part where I explain.
That's an of a man.
Rangifer Tarandus. Okay. Rangifer. Elspeth, do you have a name for your fighter?
I do for my fighter dwarf. Her name is, what did I write down? Henrietta Hagenstein, but she has a nickname. She has a nickname, and you can call her Rib Roast.
Nice.
Just AKA. Rib.
So good.
AKA Rib Roast.
Raider Hagenstein. All right, JP, what is your character's name?
My name will come with a fun fact, only because it's related to the agency that reps me and Elspeth, because I just learned this. They actually created the Polar Bear campaign for Coke.
Oh, damn.
So there you go.
That's cool.
See, oh, it's apparently the campaign creators for the bear. I'm trying to find the bear's name.
I don't know that it has one. I was looking, too.
It doesn't. His name was Mr. Stewart. Who apparently made that because of his dog. So I'm trying to find his dog's name.
Mr. Stewart.
Oh.
Let me get back to you here, Jesse. We got to do some research. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So normally what we would do at this point is we introduce the character that you have. And then you form bonds with each other. But what I want to do is I want to form bonds first. In a fun little thing I like to call, it's random.
Should we do this on the live show?
I mean, it's up to you. I think it'd be fun to introduce your bonds to help you create your characters. Just as like a fun little thing that then you could explain it all. I don't need you to explain it to me now, but I think it'd be fun to just randomize how you all know each other and force you to come up with a fun story. That's your call, what you want
to
do.
I'm comfortable doing that on air. I don't know if everyone else is. If you guys want time to like... figure out how that works instead of just on the spot. We could totally do that, but
yeah,
good with whatever. Yeah. Whatever you guys think would make the best. I was gonna have you like on the day.
Yeah,
yeah. My plan is just have you RD6 and RD3, and then just randomize. Like, so for example, if Dodger, if you rolled a 3 and a 2, yours would be Adam is my lover, or was, or would have been, or it's complicated.
Yeah, we're gonna do that on live air.
It's like Tenra when we did that samurai game. Those were so fun to do live because they were just a surprise, and we all had to just deal with them.
I guess we'll save the character introductions.
Okay.
For live, and we'll do the bonds live. At this point, what else is there left?
Do we choose any advanced moves, Adam, or do we have to progress our character forward to do that first?
Yeah, that'd just be if we leveled up.
Okay. I typed in Coke animal names, and I got nicknames and street names for cocaine.
Nice. So the Coca-Cola bear's name is Cocaina. I see.
Cocaina.
let's see here.
Call me Stardust. I have no idea what we're about to hear. I'm ready for this.
There's some good ones.
There's a lot of good. So I'll just read through these. I haven't decided yet. There's Aunt or Aunt Nora. That's apparently a name for cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Batman is apparently one. Or Bazooka or Hubba is one. Bernie's Flakes or Bernie's Gold Dust. Big Bloke, Big C, Big Flake or Big Rush. C-Dust, C-Game, or Candy C, Birdie Powder, Bouncing Powder, or Bolivian Marching Powder, Blow Stash Girl, Snow, Stardust, or She.
So yeah. I mean, I think probably the most famous nickname for cocaine is Yayo, because everybody knows that from Scarface. But also, I would love it if you're like, yes, this is my mighty polar bear companion, Nose Candy. It's funny. Why do you call him Nose Candy?
That would be amazing.
Oh god.
I was partial to Big Flake.
Big Flake's pretty
big
good.
Big Flake's yeah. Real cute.
All right.
Which is not to be mistaken for Big Red, which is the gum.
What is everyone's? Right, so we got Carol. We got, what was Elspeth's name? What was your first name?
Henrietta Hagenstein. Hagenstein, a.k.a. Ribro.
She's very forceful on this.
Okay. And Adam, you went fantasy?
Randifer
Tyrandus. Mm-hmm. With an apostrophe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be Bernie.
Really Bernie. I like perfect. It. Bernie's good.
Bernie's not bad.
Bernie the Ranger, the human ranger.
Yep. And then I'll name the bear's name is going to be Big C.
Bernie and his bear, Big C.
Bernie and Big C.
I think that is a knockoff cola somewhere.
Yeah.
It should be.
It's got to be somewhere.
Somewhere with the royal crown in the back is Big C.
I have a question that might be obvious. Does well-fed body mean I'm large?
It's up to you.
Great.
It's up to you.
It's up to you. Will you?
Yes.
Will you all at some point? Will you create like a? I don't know. Sometime in the next. Today's Wednesday. Before Saturday, will you all like just create like a, I don't know, 2 to 3 sentence description of your character just for me?
Mm-hmm.
We'll just share with everyone else, but I want to like see what I can do about getting some little icons for you for your characters to put on the map.
Aww, yeah. Cute.
So just give me a little descriptor of what you look like, and we'll try to come up with something that looks very similar to you. Okay. The adventure begins next Monday, 6 Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Mm-hmm. I guess I feel unprepared. You should. You will never be prepared for Christmas with Cox. You don't know what you're getting into. You don't get it. You may think this is a fantasy adventure. The real adventure is the one the four of you will go on in the fantasy.
Real adventures, the friends we made along the way.
No,
that's not it. No.
Oh.
Lots of betrayal. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. What else should we do, JP?
I don't know. Good? I think we're good, yeah. Dungeon World's pretty snappy when it comes to creating characters. Buy it
Here's
now.
Here's the thing, though. I feel super like maybe I missed a whole lot. I mean, I have a whole sheet here, but I also feel like Maybe I should have some questions.
Do you have this?
I have questions.
Is this filled out in this fashion? Because if so, you're good.
Elspeth, the main part.
The only thing that you need to worry about, Elspeth, the only like choice that you specifically had to do that nobody else did was your signature weapon. So if you go into signature weapon, you open that little, click that little button, you can see that you have a bunch of choices. So each bulleted list. You can basically just delete all but one or two as it tells you to do. So, like, your signature weapon is either a sword, an axe, a hammer, a spear, a flail, or your fists. Delete everything but the one you want to keep. Then you choose the range that best fits it. And then you choose, like, so you just follow the instructions there and delete everything else. So you may end up with, like, a flail that is close range, that is covered in hooks and spikes, and is perfectly weighted. And then it's also ancient or bloodstained or whatever. So you'll end up with that, and that'll be your thing. Okay. And then you get your chainmail, your healing potion, so you're good there. That's it. You just need to figure out your signature weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. The big thing about this game, as I've learned from Adam, guiding me, is that I don't need don't worry about the questions you have. Come up with answers. Just like, I know that sounded insane what I just said. In my head, it's kind of better.
Big C's into it, man.
But the idea is that I'm going to be asking you questions, and you just need to, like, make up stuff. So when you talk about your character, I'm going to be like, tell me about that. What's that like? Or you're like, oh, we're going to go see the king. What's he look like? I'm like, I don't know. You tell me. What does the king look like? And so you're creating this world along with me. And so the things you say, I'm going to be using to make this a better experience for you.
Using against you, need, got it.
You just need to like BS some stuff. You gotta yes and your way through this is basically what this is.
Okay.
Cool. All right. We good to go?
Easy peasy. Squeezy.
Yeah, I think so. Is everyone good? Does everyone understand? Does anyone have any answers?
No answers just yet.
I just sent you I Twitter DM'd you my character description.
Oh.
Awesome. Yeah. Get that to me as soon as you can. I will come up with some really awesome things for you guys. And it will be great.
Cool. I will get that sent to
you. All right. Well, I think that's it for us. But if you guys have anything else you want to say before we get out of here, I'm donezo.
I'm gonna open up the art for this show for the first time and see what it looks like while we're on air. Just fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I haven't seen what Daniel's done for this yet. I did see a break screen, which looks like this.
Ready for it. Is it fantasy?
It looks like that.
Oh,
and
cute.
There's Snow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Snow. Right. Yeah, oh, look at the Snow.
I think it's going to look pretty similar to last year in that regard.
Probably with less blood and tentacles.
Yeah, I was going to say, that looks really similar last time.
Yeah, yeah. No, we won't have the blood and tentacles.
No reason to have blood and tentacles.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's true.
None at all. No blood.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty similar to last year, actually, which is fine because it's a Christmas tradition, so it shouldn't change much. How I'll go with that. Oh, if you guys actually can send me your character stats, I guess on Twitter, just so I have those for the overlays now that I'm thinking about it, that would be good as well. Both the full stat and I think plus the short stat as well. So like if it's your con, just 13 and then plus one in parentheses will do. And I'll handle all that stuff. So cool. I think we're good. At least on my end. I don't know if anyone else has any questions or anything like that.
Ooks? No? Again. That was just you making a face? Cool. Great. I guess that's it. So, yeah. I guess I'll throw it over to you to wrap this shindig up.
Cool. Yep. That's it. We're done. I'm wrapping it up. This is me wrapping the show up, and we'll see you next Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern. Can we just wrap presents for 4 hours? Is that going to be the whole show?
Wrapping it up.
Okay.
Wrapping it up.
Wrapping it up. All right. That's it. We're out of here. We'll see you guys next Monday. Should be a lot of fun. I hope to see you guys there. We're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.